Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jim Gilliam. Batting second. The shortstop, Pee Wee Reese. Batting third. The center fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gil Hodges. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Roseboro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Erskine. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Carl Erskine. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Johnny Gorrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Brosnan. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Jim Brosnan. And now, play ball. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Reese hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Snider takes first base on ball four. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hodges hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gorrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cimoli. Taylor reaches second base with a double. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Walls bunts towards the mound. Erskine fields it and throws to first for the out. Taylor moves to third. One out. Ernie Banks batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Banks takes first base on ball four. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Morin takes first base on ball four. Banks moves to second. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Cimoli hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Jackson hits a line drive towards third. Gorrell catches it and throws to first to double up Cimoli. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Taylor strikes out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gorrell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. John Roseboro batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Roseboro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Erskine is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Erskine hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gilliam is 0 for 1 in the game. Gilliam strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Brosnan is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Brosnan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Erskine fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Taylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Taylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Taylor. The throw from Roseboro and he is safe. Taylor steals second. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 0 in the game. Walls hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Gilliam. Walls reaches second base with a double. Taylor scores. It's 1 to nothing, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Banks is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walls scores. It's 2 to nothing, Cubs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Morin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Reese is 0 for 1 in the game. Reese hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snider is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Snider hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brosnan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hodges is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gorrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Erskine fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Taylor moves to second. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gorrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Taylor moves to third. Two outs. Jim Brosnan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brosnan is 0-for-1 in the game. Brosnan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reese scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0-for-1 in the game. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gorrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cimoli is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cimoli strikes out. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodges scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Taylor for the out. One out. Lee Walls batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Walls is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Walls hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reese scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Walls moves to second. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Walls moves to third. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Morin hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Walls scores. It's 3-0, Cubs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-2 in the game. Long hits a fly ball into left field. Gilliam settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. John Roseboro batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Roseboro is 0-for-1 in the game. Roseboro hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Norm Larker pinch hits for Carl Erskine. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gilliam is 0-for-2 in the game. Gilliam hits a line drive into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Reese is 0-for-2 in the game. Reese hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Cubs. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Snider is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Snider hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Bessant now pitching. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a line drive into left field. Gilliam settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thompson takes first base on ball four. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gorrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thompson moves to third. Jim Brosnan, batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Brosnan is 0 for 2 in the game. Brosnan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hodges is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodges hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Neal, batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Neal is 0 for 2 in the game. Neal hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cimoli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Walls, batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Walls is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Walls hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Cubs. Ernie Banks, batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Padres now pitching. Jim Bolger pinch hits for Walt Morin. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bolger hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Banks moves to third. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Long is 0 for 3 in the game. Long hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gilliam. Long reaches second base with a double. Banks scores. Bolger goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2, Cubs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Long scores. It's 7-2, Cubs. Ed Roebuck now pitching. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reese fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Bolger now playing left field. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson strikes out. One out. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Roseboro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Roseboro hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walls, who is chasing the ball. Roseboro reaches third base with a triple. Elmer Vallow pinch hits for Ed Roebuck. Elmer Vallow, batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Fred Kipp pinch runs for Elmer Vallow. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Gilliam is 0 for 3 in the game. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops it up and throws to first, with Brosnan covering, for the out. Rosboro scores. Kip moves to second. Two outs. It's 7-3, Cubs. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Reese is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Dodgers 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Newcomb now pitching. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gorrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reese scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Brosnan is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Brosnan is 0-for-3 in the game. Brosnan hits a fly ball into right field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Taylor is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Dodgers 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Duke Snider batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Snider is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Snider takes first base on ball 4. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hodges is 0-for-3 in the game. Hodges bunts towards the mound. Brosnan fields it and throws to first for the out. Snider moves to second. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Neal strikes out. Two outs. Gino Simulai batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Simulai is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Simulai hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and Los Angeles Dodgers, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.